I didn't understand that. Please go. Do you know Gail?
Roger.
This person, Mr. Kennedy, he would believe that maybe Sally is being used by people like Gail.
Over.
Negative, I copy, but Sally and somebody are making something.
Sally, you know, she's a businesswoman. She just dead set on making a profit.
Roger.
Another idea, do you copy?
Roger.
Reverend Lucas, do you copy?
Roger.
David, you copy?
Stand by. Roger, go ahead.
However, Reverend Ventura has not, do you copy?
Stand by. I'm referring to Yvette's medical report that she submitted quite recently.
Roger.
Talking about living in Ventura, we're living in Ventura.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, Reverend Ventura's case has not favored David. You copy?
Roger.
Dr. Rad has always, you know, tried to help.
Roger.
It might make one wonder if Peggy and some of her friends are just trying to help out Gail. Copy.
Copy.
And Mr. Kennedy just wants to know what the heck Sally's doing.
Seems like she's doing just what she wouldn't want to do.
Dr. Pryor, you know, Dr. Pryor has described Sam Tazzy and so have a lot of his friends. You copy?
Okay,
bye. In fact, Peggy has and a whole lot of people have. You copy?
Maybe Sally favors Bill's type, right? Roger?
Negative. No. This person wonders if maybe Sally favors any type of person. Copy?
Okay. Roger, do you follow the logic?
Roger.
Okay, good.
I know it's late, and I'm getting tired, and I guess my voice is just getting worn out. Nothing personal,
I'm just getting tired.
You get the idea?
Roger.
Okay, somebody else here has, and you might ask Brian, when you talk to Brian, you might ask him if there's any way that he could get some pen. Copy?
Roger.
Sorry, I'm not getting you over.
Nobody would. Nobody would. So don't feel bad. I have to keep reminding myself of what I'm, you know, of my point before I fall asleep. Okay, here is Ann, and I guess James is around. I know Ann is just drawing with bated breath waiting for this exciting CISO.
Well, I guess James is...
Stand by. that's that number.
They want
wanted to know her reasons for being there. Over.
I think she's suffering from D.C.
Roger, roger. The next day, the husband says there was an odd coincidence. An odd coincidence, copy?
Roger.
There were five false alarms at the hotel that involved clearing everyone out, copy? Roger, roger. Then, this is from the husband, then she began to share the view of officials. Then she began to share the view of officials. Copy so far? Of officials. Share the view of officials. Copy. That she should have concern for her safety. That she should have concern for her safety. Copy? Copy? The husband says she's all right. Her nerves are a little shattered. Over. He said she was approached a second time by Rex. She was approached a second time by Rex. Copy so far. Who offered to allow her to visit, copy? But she has remained in protective custody, over. This is really incredible. You copy so far?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, the husband says he spoke twice with Mr. Nick. He spoke twice with Mr. Nick. Copy?
Roger.
Who said she will get armed guards to the airport? Copy?
Roger.
He said, I don't know why they feel she is in danger. Everyone is so guarded. Copy?
Who said that?
Husband.
What?
I don't know why they feel she is in danger. Everyone is so guarded. A copy so far? I can only conjecture that they want to avoid an incident. Over. No, it was him. It was him.
Just that
the lady received this welcome because people may have been displeased with a past work that she had done. Copy?
Okay.
The husband says that people may have been displeased with the lady, because of a past work that she had done. Copy? Okay, and that was just the old, past history. Standby, WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable 803. Okay, from the husbands up north, copy? It's another short story. Woman seized while on assignment. Copy.
Woman what?
Seized.
Okay, copy the second word.
Sierra, Echo, India, Zulu, Echo, Delta. Copy. While on Rex assignment.
Rex.
Roger. Basically the same plot, basically the same story. Mentions intensive interrogation, copy? Intensive interrogation, copy? WD6DVI with WB6MID portable 803. Essentially the same. Over.
Roger.
It is incredible. Okay, that's it for now. Any other questions?
That's it on that.
Any other questions regarding it? Roger. Do you have any questions? That is essentially it at this point. That is essentially it.
Oh, I see. Not yet.
I think he was going to get in touch with Harry, though.
guy standing by with WV6 MIT.
Hey, what page is the fourth card?
Five, page 555. The main one, primary, prime time. Stand by. All I heard was unmitigated lies. Which people is this supposed to be told to? Standing by. Tell them. That when some people were invited.
Stop it.
It was the last I copied, scrap it.
Well, I just think it was.
Invited by Harold, where you are. by Rex. Copy. He said she was invited by Harold, who lives where you are. By Harold, who lives where you are, not Rex. Copy?
Stand by. Hey, are you talking about Harry,
Harold? Roger, Roger.
You can explain is a
birthday
bird.
Yes, Roger.
Also, explain that the Dr. Addison and also see the Carol, but we only take a voice paper on the back of what we're saying.
Roger.
Anything else?
Billy, I think I can copy for a little while.
Were you giving me some traffic for Dr. Iverson? Maybe you must be don't have it. Yeah, but I've been sending it.
Okay, well, okay, get a subscription. We'll be sent to up on here, and the address is 33 West 17th Street. Copy.
33 West 17th.
Roger, New York, New York. It costs $33 a year. If you subscribe, I have a send it directly here,
okay? Okay, roger, roger.
In the meantime, they just keep sending them because they do provide a lot of material for me.
Roger, I have been sending them, but maybe they haven't gotten there yet.
Probably since the little one hasn't gotten there yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not until probably Sunday.
That there was some confusion about. Did Les clear that up?
Do you have any follow-up? I don't have follow-up or anything for now.